Angelina, Angelina, Segobe. Today's 4:30, 11/12/99. Chief complaint, lower abdominal pain. Our patient is a 24-year-old woman who comes in today complaining of lower abdominal pain. She had similar episodes 3 or 4 weeks ago, went to emergency room, urinalysis, blood work, and CT were negative. She was sent home with no medication, period. She does a lot of physical labor. She moves a lot of boxes, does a lot of hopping off and on, up and down stairs and equipment all day long, period. In the paragraph, she woke up this morning. After she woke up, she noticed that her lower abdomen was hurting, especially when she bends and she twists back and forth, period. She has no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, no urinary-type symptoms, period. No hematemesis, attitude of seizure, convulsion, period. Medical problems, negative COVID immunization, none. Medical problems, none. Surgery, tonsillectomy, last period, 4/14/24. She's not married, never been pregnant. She's single, lives with a roommate, doesn't smoke, drinks very little. She's had normal periods. She's not having any issues with vaginal bleeding, no issues with vaginal spotting, no urinary tract symptoms. Family history, dad has hypertension. Once again, no pain with sex, no diarrhea, no nausea. She's eating well without any issues or problems. She weighs 163 pounds, no change in her weight. 99%, 97.9, 16, 75, 127 over 80. Heart positive, small positive, still lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next, whichever these can show is not actually wrong because of the physiological non focal patient does have lower abdominal pain when she sits up, definitely consistent with musculoskeletal pain. McBurney test negative, Murphy test negative, or Murphy spot and McBurney spots are negative on examination. Assessment number one, lower abdominal pain. Number two, mild vertigo in the past. Number three, patient's abdominal ultrasound, pelvic, transabdominal pelvic ultrasound are completely negative. Next number's thyroid looks good. Next number's carotid looks good in face of vertigo. Next number's repeat CBC. Next number's repeat urinalysis. Next number's Mobic 15, 1.5 milligram one a day. Next number's Flexreal 10 milligram. Start with a half a tablet at bedtime. Next number's lots of liquid. Next number's sitz bath. Next number's rest. Next number's no work for 2 days. Next one is come back for reevaluation in 2 days. Next one is we'll call patient tomorrow. Next one is if it gets worse, go to the emergency room right away.
Okay, what is your UA?
UA is totally negative, by the way. Thank you.